streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just an hour and 40 minutes of that with Alan Watt and Charlotte Iserby. The next two segments, roughly, we're going to have Steve Shank on with us, and then I've got Bob Chapman, International Forecast, scheduled in T-minus 15 minutes from now. Steve is not just a sponsor of this show. I got horrible fits from him first time 8 years ago. And I've gotten a lot of storable food. Today, just got delivered two more pallets to my house because I took some of the other food and gave it to family. And I got other family that laughs at me. Doesn't matter. I get food for them, like Noah, I guess. You know, that's what I try to do. The hyperinflation alone, buying storable food now, will save you money. And we had a Great Depression. 7 million people starved. Big university studies on that. Just Google 7 million starved during Great Depression. You'll find the studies. And that's conservative. And that's when 90% were, quote, self-sufficient on the land. We were a population of only 190 million or so. Now, if it breaks down completely, which is, I'd say, 30, 40% chance, it'll be Road Warrior, Mad Max scenario. Regardless, you need storable foods. If you don't have gold, if you don't have firearms, if you don't have storable foods, if you don't have water filters, and by the way, Steve has those water filters as well, has some great little kits, you are insane. Steve Shank, Midas Resources, one of the few gold brokers that can still get gold and silver. It's all over the news that most are sold out. Mints are shutting down. A lot of food brokers are sold out or selling 10, 15-year-old crap. You've got new food, clean, non-GMO food, and thank God you put in giant stores into your warehouses.
Well, what we did, Alex, is exactly the same thing that we're trying to tell people to do. And that's, we saw this coming because we're an advantage point at the supply end of the food chain. And we rolled every bit of capital that we could into putting in the supplies. And so now the warehouse is able to ship. But I guess the main thing that we need today is as much as we can an update. There have been a couple of issues that have come up that I was, as long as I've been involved with this, Alex, I have not been aware that grocery stores rely so heavily on credit in order to stock their shelves. What's happened with the takeover of the banks? Now, I don't know whether all of your listeners are familiar with this, but the interesting thing that happened is that they use that buyout money to buy into ownership in the banks. And as a result, what we're dealing with is not only ownership of the banks in the United States, but in Europe. A lot of it went to Europe, which...
And now in this debt system, the government, through the private banks that own it, it's banks above government and government above banks, the smaller banks, they are literally buying into the real economy so the government can shut it down. That's what it's about.
Exactly. Absolutely. And here's the deal. What people don't realize is that the major grocery store chains are having difficulty because their credit has been cut back. The way they stock their shelves so that you folks have food on the shelves in the grocery store is through credit. The banks have cut back the credit, and they're refusing credit to the grocery stores to restock. So what food that they have, they're having to charge ridiculous amounts more than normal runaway inflation, and as a result, it's going to put the food beyond people's reach much more quickly. The other thing that's happened is the credit to the farmers has been cut back, and these guys, in order to harvest the crop, in order to plant the crop, they rely on credit to pay the exorbitant prices for fuel and everything else in order to grow the food. So both ends of the food chain have been totally curtailed as a result of the credit crunch that's been created by this absolute fiasco that I know that you've been just ripping on constantly. Alex, we've got to help people understand that very simply, this credit issue and the failing of the economy has now crashed.
Stay there, stay there. We'll be right back with Steve Shank.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Chapman is waiting in the wings. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes. We're talking to Steve Schenck, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating affordable foods company in the nation. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say about what's happening with his suppliers. Gold is drying up. Food is drying up. Why do you see oil dropping? Because factories are coming to standstills. People aren't buying fuel. The global economy is grinding to a halt. The private bankers have turned the money spigots off. They're now announcing a new global government to run everything and save us when they're the ones that engineered it. Continue, Steve Schenck.
Very simply, the banks just recently acted worldwide in unison in adjusting the interest rate. Now, I'm sure that they will declare a bank holiday shortly. One of the things that's going to happen is that people will not be able to get their funds or transfer funds. Now, remember, Alex, I've said many times, any one of a number of things can shut down the ability of eFoods Direct to ship food. One of them could be if folks don't get their food ordered and the funds transferred, so that we can continue to buy food.
Hold on, excuse me. I've got Bloomberg here in front of me. We're going to ask Bob in a minute. Are you telling me that when they talk about shutting down global markets, that you're hearing that they may shut down banks?
Well, a bank holiday is what occurred in 29, and if they close the banks to recoup, let me put it this way. I don't know. But from everything that we have seen and everything that we feel and all of the predictions we've made in the past that have come true, I would wager that at some point in time, the banks worldwide in unison will shut down, at least for a period of time, to readjust their...
Well, I mean, they're openly... Listen, for the last 2 weeks, they keep saying, your money's safe, your money's safe, your money's safe, when no one was talking about that, creating the fear. There have been all sorts of runs, but banks have been able to supply. Keep going.
All I'm saying is, folks, food is the answer for the individual. We can talk about what's happening. We can talk about what it means. What it means to families right now, Alex, is they must get food in. Gold will not buy it. Silver will not buy it. And if for some reason it does occur that the banks do in unison function like they did with the interest rate, and shut down for a period of time, however long they're shut down, no funds will transfer.
I want to say this, Steve, regardless of whatever's going to happen, the economy's getting worse, serious recession, leading into depression, massive compounded inflation coming, that's all over the news, so it's smart to get some storable food.
It's the only possibility. Folks absolutely have to do it.
I know the government's been hoarding food. The government's been hoarding it and calling us kooks if we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that food is the international mechanism of power. It absolutely is. When Castro took over, it was because all of the agriculture in Cuba had been federalized. And that's exactly where we are with the huge agri-corps right now. So families have to function on their own as individuals. Realize that what food you have in within the next very short period of time will be what food you will have to function for quite some time. I will guarantee it, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, Alex.
Well, I hope you're wrong. You've been saying things are really bad for the last year plus here on the show, and it's all been coming true. I hope it's not as bad as you and many others are saying, but I know this. Rest assured, folks, it's a great place to get high-quality, freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Stores for more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in your garage or attic. It's where I've gotten storable. I've tried it other places and had MSG and CRUD in it. This is the place to get it. Give them your number, Steve.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. And we'll help as much as we can for as long as we can.
And you've also, again, we have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I hope Steve's wrong about the severity of things, but he's on the inside of it, so I believe him. I believe he believes what he's saying for sure. I know this. You are insane if you don't have firearms, storable food, water filters, gold and silver. And food and water does come numero uno. And then you better have something to defend it. And if you're afraid of guns, go buy a Louisville Slugger, folks. Go buy a big ball-peen hammer. Because let me tell you something. I'm not worried about troops and martial law. I'm worried about hordes of rioting people. And I don't just mean poor inner-city folks that don't get their welfare checks. I mean yuppies. And, boy, you get an empty belly with one of these spoiled brats, you look out. If anybody comes in my house trying to rob me, my wife or I will kill you deader than a hammer. So a message to everybody. You know, is even if you go to these overpriced grocery stores, get something in, and if it doesn't happen this month or 6 months from now, understand, folks, it's an insurance policy. We hope none of this happens, but the globalists are doing this by design. Let me tell you, it looks worse than I first thought. For those that missed it, give them that toll-free number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. efoodsdirect.com.
And I just know this, it's such a healthy thing to do to be prepared. It's normal. Ants do it, bugs do it, birds do it, squirrels do it. Humans always did it. They've taken our instincts out of us. It's not enough to have a pantry full of food, folks. You've got to have a lot of food. If you want to be a single guy and don't care about yourself, fine. But listen to the jackasses out there. If you have children and wives that are off running around and don't care, you better care. And you better sell some junk out of the garage, the jet ski you never used, the bass boat you never used, and get some storable food, efoodsdirect.com. And if you want to wait around, you can also call and get a free brochure or audio CD, a lot of videos to watch at efoodsdirect.com. Steve, thank you for coming on.
Take care, Alex.
You bet. For the rest of the hour, we are joined by the indomitable Bob Chapman. And Bob, You've always been very accurate with predictions, and I know you were hedging your bets, but you have been saying that things would be a depression in 2 years and total banking collapse, you know, starting in the next year. And now, are you ready to revise your forecast for things? Are things, I mean, you have said we could have a heart attack at any time, but, I mean, are you now revising things to say that that stuff is unraveling faster than you thought?
Well, I'll have to consult with Paul Craig Roberts because he said the same thing.
I know. A lot of other people said the same thing.
No, this is going to play out still over a period of time, and we still will see these Wall Street, Washington types trying to hold this thing together month after month, week after week. And for the whole thing to come crashing down, it's going to take a bit longer. And you're seeing the beginnings of probably the end of the first phase here. And I expect the Dow, which is trading around 8,400 right now and is trying to stage a massive comeback today, which is certainly by the looks of what I can see on the tape, the United States government is in there running the money back, the market back up. But that is only going to help them for a day. The support level is 72.68, which I've said on this program many times. And that's where we'll stop for the time being. And then you'll probably get a rally based upon some sort of a package being put together, quote, to save the world. And that's what the G8 meeting is all about this weekend, which has already begun. And the last time they got together, they were very unsuccessful, and they hope to be successful this time. And I might add that Steve, who you just had on, is absolutely right.
We've got Bloomberg reporting that they plan to try to set up a new world banking body. We'll buy carbon credits from them. The European legislation has carbon taxes in it. The banker immunity takeover bill has it in there. We now have the intergroup of Goldman Sachs putting the VP Kashkari in to literally inject money into Goldman Sachs, where he and Paulson still own hundreds of millions of dollars. And, I mean, this is completely criminal, isn't it, to have them directly handing money to themselves?
Absolutely. But, you know, you and I will talk about it in this station, and there's a segment of society which will hear about it. And most of the people won't, because it will not be in mainline media, because they control mainline media. That's why we're on the air, but the point is that the public isn't going to realize that. They can't put two and two together, and they really don't care to. I mean, we've gone through that many times in this program.
I had a guy laugh at me last night. I was picking food up at a restaurant. I was up at the bar getting it, and a bunch of people came over. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're right about it. You know, and you know, the public is waking up. We had 95-5 against it in polls, 1,000 phone calls to one to Congress. Then they threatened martial law, as you know, and that came out on C-SPAN. They said martial law, if you don't pass it, so that means we're under martial law. So I don't want to say they're all dumbbells. I think they're starting to wake up. But a couple of guys did laugh at me and make fun of me, and I just felt sorry for them. But they thought it was real funny what I was saying, though.
Well, you just smile and say, you know, thanks for recognizing the fact that I'm out there trying to do something, and I hope you realize one of these days that we got some serious problems. And
I wonder where does that self-satisfied, you know, that you-know-what eat and grin? These people, these minions, they always giggle and laugh. They think it's all funny. What is that?
Well, I think it's a nervous reaction, because they really don't know, or they don't want to face what they know. And that's why smiling back at them you know, kind of disarms them, and being nice by saying, well, I hope you do catch on, and you know, thanks for the compliment.
All right, Bob, what do you want to get into when we get back? I got a lot of questions I want to ask, but
let's do what you want to do, and then we'll go from there. It'll all branch out anyway.
Well, here's the deal. I'll take a few financial questions for Bob Chapman, but just a question, because we have time constraints here. A quick question for Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. Opening the phones up the first time today in the last 40 minutes, 1-800-259-9231. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Well, the union's a big business man, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, just amazing research. They put these liars on TV. They're not stupid. They're put there to lie and twist and spin. They're wrong about 80% of the time. Bob's right about 95%. That's what we have on, people who are always right. That's the analyst we have on every day for you, and he's one of our favorites. Short segment, Bob, long one coming up, but I want to just, martial law, Congress being told, physically you'll be thrown out if you don't do this. That is martial law. Then the bill gives immunity and all these new powers to the bankers. They're busy grabbing up parts of the economy for themselves. When is this lawlessness going to end?
Well, as long as we have the kind of Congress that we've got, it will continue indefinitely, and that's why we have to throw almost all of them out of office. We spare the Ron Pauls and people like him, which are only a handful, but we got to get rid of the rest of them, and then maybe we have a shot at stopping these people, at least through putting three things through the Congress.
Well, how do you have a Congress where they've been told you can't see the presidential decision directive 51, but the cover sheet says you run nothing now? Totally, that's treason right there. And then, oh, by the way, we'll send the army in here to throw your ass out of here, excuse my French, if you don't do what we say. I mean, that should have been press conferences, freakouts, top story, president's been arrested. But no, it's like they expect that's normal.
Well, the only other answer, if you can't do it through the system, is that people, you know, once a good, stiff recession, depression gets underway, they're going to be very, very unruly and very unhappy, and they're going to be looking for answers, and they're liable to get violent. And that's why they moved that division from Iraq back into the United States.
But we all know that, you know, one division or one brigade is only good to hold Washington. They plan to let riots take place to sell the public on more troops.
That could very well be.
Bob, how bad is this going to get in the next 6 months?
Well, I think they'll probably come up with some kind of a formula to get the banks lending to one another and loosening up the credit. And you'll have a hiatus probably of a year or two. And if they're successful in doing that, and I'm going to assume that they will be, the stock market will probably bounce and go up 1,000 points or 1,500. But it's not going to work. And with all of the money and credit they're putting into the system, which is in the trillions of dollars, we're going to have massive inflation. Oil's going to go back up again, and so is the cost of food.
So they've killed the real economy just to halfway patch up their central banking derivative scam.
Yes, and they have done that time after time in history, never mind just recently. And they will try to find outlets to create a situation where they continue to do what they're doing and remain in power. And that has been their game, especially the game of misdirection and taking the people's ideas one way and they're going another. And it's just like profit. The profit's all for them, and heck, the heck with the public.
That's right. I mean, they are insuring their profits while giving us the, you know, holding the debt. Unbelievable. And then terrorizing the public, saying you better acquiesce to all our demands or the economy will be screwed, while they're destroying it. Bob, how bad is the hyperinflation going to get?
Well, at the rate they're pouring money in, I would say a real conservative estimate is somewhere between 25% and 50% over the next 2 years.
And
it will be reflected in the things that we buy again, the prices for oil and gas, energy products, and food have come down, and they'll base out somewhere in here, and they'll start moving back up again, because they're just a symptom of the underlying problem, which is the creation of money and credit with nothing backing it up. I mean, the Fed's doing it, and the Treasury's doing it. You know, I was asked this morning on another program, where are we going with this amount of money that's going to have to be paid by the American taxpayer? And I said, I have now decided that it's not any longer $3 to $10 trillion that we're going to be offside. It's $10 to $30 trillion, and I don't know where. I just know it's going to be awful.
Well, they passed in the new bill, and in previous ones, the IRS, no judge, no jury, no system. They just are now imperial legates. They just seize whatever they want.
That's right. That's part of that bill.
God, it's going to be horrible. People haven't seen anything yet.
That's why a lot of people are leaving the country.
And if you don't hand it over to them, a SWAT team will drop by and gun you and your family down. The problem is people are going to start fighting back, aren't they, Bob?
They certainly will, and they won't be alone. And so the government's going to have their hands full.
Hey, tough guys out there. You were looking for a fight with the American people. You're going to get one, and let me tell you, I'm not pleased with it. I know you are until you figure out what it means. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Our guest is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com.
In constant sorrow, his
face. The end of the show, the markets are going to be closing. I'll give you final numbers. Before we go back to Bob, I want to tell you about a cola blue, talking about a preparedness. Stop drinking government poison water. Hundreds of forms of toxic waste, sodium, fluoride, other stuff by design, mercury, lead. It's in all the government documents. We've had all the top scientists on. You've heard them. You are insane if you don't filter your water properly. And the Ecola Blue is a great way to do it because this is water right out of the air. And then it goes through 5 filter systems. It passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system. Just that alone gets everything out, basically. Then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. 866-585-4044, 7.5 gallons a day out of the air. You can plug it into a solar panel or plug it into your wall, put it on your porch, your kitchen, whatever. Comes in a bunch of different colors, 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, ecoloblue.com, a banner up on Infowars.com. Bob, I want to take some phone calls from Sean Jay, Casey, German, and I can't pronounce that name, Germain, and John and others. But you heard, you were saying you agreed with Shank earlier, They've got the global finance ministers meeting in secret. They'll have a press conference this weekend in Washington, and they're saying they may shut down the global markets next week while they iron something out, i.e. their takeover of everything. We know they're using this time to regulate good banks and stocks and go after things they wanted to snatch up. So lots of predatory criminal action going on. A, can you talk about, do you think that that's going to happen, or is there a chance of that? And what about Schenck talking about bank holidays? I mean, is that in the cards?
Well, in this kind of an environment, anything can be expected. So in order to prepare yourself, and we've spoken about this on the program before, you should have operating funds in whatever institution you're using, whether it's a bank, savings, loan, credit union, money market fund. The rest of it should be out of there. And in gold and silver-related assets, particularly at this time. And also, people should have $5,000 or $10,000 in small bills in their safe at home in case there is a shutdown of the system, let's say hypothetically for a week. And I've done that, and I think everybody should do that. We live in an unusual time. We haven't seen things like this since the early 1930s. And we're probably going to have a depression which is worse than that.
Well, see, Bob, that's what I mean, as you know.
1870.
Well, I mean, I'm start over because I interrupted, but I want you to talk about the fact that that's what's killing the economy. As you know, they're shutting off credit, but not just credit. As these banks fold and things fail, businesses have got their money tied up. And myself, almost all my money, quote, is in the bank just to run InfoWars because our mission isn't to make money. It's to fight the New World Order. And so I could get in that position very quickly.
That's right. Absolutely.
And then you were talking about how
business is very, very, very vulnerable. And anybody who deals in accepting credit cards and checks, which we all do, but businesses do in a very large way, if they shut you down for a week, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't deliver anything. You can't receive any funds in. Your bank says, look, we're shut down. We can't take them. You have to hold them until this duration is over that we're being made to shut down.
Won't that be an economy killer if they do shut things down for a week?
It'll hurt. How much, I can't say. Very destructive.
Talk about a confidence killer. Now, when I interrupted you, you were talking about how bad the Depression will probably get.
Yeah, there was one in 1870 after the Civil War that was worse than the one we had in the 1929 up until the Second World War period. And I think it may be more like that one, which was more violent and sent a lot of people from the Eastern Seaboard in the Midwest out to the Wild Wild West in those days. And only there's no Wild Wild West to go to anymore. But we are going to see those kind of things. Now, if the people who are running this thing, this G7, G8 meeting, are smart, what they'll do is if they're going to have a bank closure, they'll have it for 3 days or something like that, and the public can live with it. What they hope to accomplish during any period of time that they would have shut down, I don't know, because I think they probably have all the numbers they want in front of them. So the bottom line is be prepared. It goes along with the food, which Steve's talked about, which I'm real big on, and filters, and you talk about weapons and ammo and clips, and you people should have been doing this when we were talking about it for years. And now it's time. It's crunch time. And this is going to go on indefinitely for 5 or 10 years.
Oh, man. The crime is just going to explode.
I know it is, but there's not much you can do about it. I mean, they laid this thing out, and they're doing what they want to do. And we have to stand by and hope to survive.
Can you imagine Chicago and New York where there's total gun bans? What the crime? It's already, you know, 20 murders a week or something in Chicago. Can you imagine? I mean, thank God I'm at least in Texas where people try to steal, they get killed.
Well, I think in all major cities it'll be a problem. Those people who live in major cities should be well-armed and know how to use their weapons to defend their home. I don't think people should go walking the streets with them, but you may have to do that in time, but just to defend your family. And those are things you just have to do.
Well, we saw
For years, let me tell you a story. For years and years, all the years I lived in California, which was 36, I carried a weapon illegally every day. My wife did, and when my kids were old enough, they did too. And you always hope that nothing happens. I had a home invasion robbery and a shootout. My son was at a dance one night, and his gang of young people with guns were going to kill him. And when he whipped out his gun and started shooting, they all ran away. So there's something to be said about being armed, whether it's within the law or not.
Well, why can the police be armed to protect themselves? I'm not saying take their guns. We have a right. I don't care what the state says to do that. Bob, am I getting you right? You're saying we are going to have a crazy depression.
Absolutely.
So
there's
now,
no avoiding it.
And what's the percentage chance that it's going to go Road Warrior Mad Max?
About 9 out of 10.
Oh, really? So you're thinking it's just going to completely degenerate.
It is going to be bad. And the reason why is we don't have the culture that we had during the 1930s, which is the nearest example time-wise. And there wasn't as much crime during the 1930s, even though we had a depression. And you hear about Dillinger and Nelson and people like that. But they were the exception. I mean, today we have rampant crime, although it's down from what it was. It'll rise again. It'll be unbelievable. You have gangs in America today that are 2,000 strong that have better weapons than the police have. In fact, they have weapons almost as good as what we've got.
Bob, what's it going to look like when IRS SWAT teams, I mean, if even one home out of 100 fights back, there won't be any IRS agents left.
Well, that's okay. They chose the profession. They're following the orders that they've been given, which are illegal. And if they want to die, they came to the right place. People are not going to put up with that. People want to respect and live up to the law. But when the law is wrong and it's anti-ethical, anti-people, you have to defend your human rights.
Well, this is a barbarous country with a barbarous history, and I'm proud of that we're not cowering, simpering wimps. I think the establishment's aware of that, but I don't think they really know what they're bargaining for, Bob.
I don't either. They think that they're masters of the universe, that they've done this over and over again through the last 1,000 years, and they think they're going to get away with it again. Well, if they think that that's going to happen, they're going to have to arrange for the extinction of the entire population of the United States, because they're going to come head-to-head probably with 30 million people who are capable of doing all kinds of things that they wish they could do.
Let's talk to Sean in California. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Yeah, hey, Alex. And, Bob, thanks. I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years now. Was listening to Washington Journal this morning with this sniveling guy named Yuri Dadish, D-A-D-U-S-H, World Bank Economic Department Director, and he was trying to sell his whole globalization of money thing. And I have about a minute and a half of the audio if you want to listen to that. Otherwise, I can just post it up on the website. So
yeah, post it up on the Prison Planet Forum, because they're all over calling for world government right now as the savior. So people know we've got articles up on InfoWars and Prison Planet about that, and we don't have time to play it, but do you want Bob to comment on them pushing for a world system?
Yeah, the thing I was going to say is that he mentioned InfoWars and Ron Paul, the bailout, Bilderberg. He got a lot of really cool keywords in there.
Who did?
It was pretty funny.
Oh, a caller did?
A caller actually called in and started talking about InfoWars, and that he gets all of his information from Ron Paul and InfoWars, and mentioned Bilderberg and the bailout and a few other key words, so I thought it was pretty apt.
What did the World Bank sniveler do?
Okay, so here's the funny thing, right, is he totally lost it on air, and he just basically was sniveling. I remember how you talk about them getting that weird face, and he just lost it, and he didn't even have a good response.
Okay, well, now I've got to hear it. The problem is you got to put the phone right up by the speaker. Go ahead and play the clip.
Yeah, cut me off if you can't hear it, but...
All right, go ahead and play it.
Okay, here you go.
Yes, sir, come on. I know on FDR, I think about a year ago, a year and a half ago, I was Listen, I believe that the World Bank forgave 180 nations their foreign debt. But wasn't it true that that was as long as they gave up their natural resources? And I get most of my information from InfoWars. And listen to Ron Paul, like he gave Bernanke a school, and they're the only, he's the only one in Washington that has a clue how to fix this problem. I believe that if the federal government federalized the Federal Reserve, which is really 12 banks in Europe, and you can read the information on that, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is an excellent book. Is there any comment you have, like on the Bilderberg Group, to plan to make a North American Union destroy the middle class in the United States?
Okay. A lot of issues on the table. What about the federalizing the reserve? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. About the Federal Reserve?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I didn't quite catch the question. Okay. Well, the Federal Reserve is of course part of the system of U.S. governments already. But
We don't have time to play it all. Thank you, caller. Post it up on YouTube. Post it up on Prison Planet. Shouted to me. The audio wasn't that good. Like he was saying it was federal and lying. Did you hear that, Bob?
Yeah, and he really did lose it. He didn't know what to say. I mean, they don't get confronted. What's going to happen when they get confronted by some 25-year-old father whose kids were just shot by the government, and he's standing in front of this guy from the IMF ready to fill him full of holes? I mean, this is where this is all going to end up. They pushed us right to the limit, and you're going to see it happen.
Amazing. I want to try to get to everybody here because we're low on time. Jay in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Bob. Listen, I was in one of my classes a couple of semesters ago at a local university, and it's a fairly prominent, large state university. And we brought in the head of the economics department, and she lectured on the EU economy and mentioned the central bank in Frankfurt, Germany. And so I posed several questions to her. You know, I mean, she's got several degrees in economics about, I questioned her about fiat currencies. And she pointed out that everything in the EU is basically exactly the same as the Federal Reserve System here. And if you do a little research, you'll notice that Jean-Claude Trichet is the current head of the World Bank, or I'm sorry, excuse me, of the EU Central Bank. And he's actually a member of the G30. And so for all the skeptics, I just want to encourage them to study who the G30 is, and you'll find out.
Well, I mean, how are there even skeptics anymore? It's all out in the open.
Well, I know you know that, but we encounter every day people who are still in denial and still haven't, you know, seen through the matrix.
Keep on telling them.
Right. And so I just want to get your analysis, Bob. Is that correct? I mean, her admission of the fact that it's the exact same system, it's fiat currency, it's, you know.
Look, European private banks own about half the Federal Reserve, Bob.
That's correct.
It's the same people.
They own that through their interest in banks in the United States. You know, nothing has changed. They still are in control. You know, I used to live in the Bahamas, and I found out the central bank was owned by people in England.
It's always the same.
I couldn't believe it.
Same scum. Thank you, Jay. Casey in California, trying to move quicker. Casey, go ahead.
Quick question, guys. No one ever brings up Catherine Austin Fitz. Have you guys ever mentioned her on your show, Alex?
Yeah, I had her on years ago. I've told Trey to get her back on. I will tell him again when the show ends. I want Catherine Austin Fitz. She was at the at HUD. She talked about this, you know, 8 years ago, broke it down.
Yeah, it's all coming to light. The wheels are coming off pretty much.
Yeah, Catherine is a subscriber, a long-term subscriber to the Forecaster. And she's a very, very bright, very successful woman.
Got to jump, Casey, and I want to kind of try to get Jermaine in Brooklyn. Last caller. Jermaine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Mr. Chapman, how are you doing? This is my first time calling. I had a question about advice as far as what I'm about to ask you. I was laid off from a financial firm in July as a private boutique. And I signed up for the 401k plan, and it was with Nationwide, and it's in the money market. Now, my question is, even though, you know, taxes and penalties should be paid, if you withdraw it before your age of retirement. I was wondering if it was wise to extract that money, you know, liquidate it, and put some money aside for the future taxes to be paid.
How far away are you from retirement?
I'm 30 years old.
You will never see that money. I mean, we even make it through without being exterminated in 10 years, we'll be blessed. Bob?
Pay the penalty and the taxes, take the money, and buy food or ammo or whatever. And if you get lots of money, then buy some gold and silver.
And I was just thinking, because I wanted to extract it, because is the money market in jeopardy if this market goes down?
The government says that they're going to insure money market funds for a year, but goodness knows what happens after that. And quite frankly, I just don't trust them and the idea and the economy and the financial system. So,
and they're going to pay you off later with devalued dollars. Final segment with Bob Chapman. We're just going to come back with some final comments, give you the latest market numbers as we end this transmission. Stay the course.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bust. The crazy driver. The passengers can't get hold of the wheel. We're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The proof is in the pudding. You tuned into this show 5 years ago and hear exactly what the crash would be like, how the enemy was planning it all. And now the bankers are openly saying they're setting up a new world order right by the banks. Bob Chapman, one of the leading experts on gold and silver, not just in holding them physically, but in the investments. The American Mint, the British Mint, the Canadian Mint, they're saying they're out of gold, can't buy it at what the market and paper claims it is, so they're just stopping selling it. Most of the dealers, as you know, are sold out or can't hardly get anything. Ted Anderson's been in this 30 years, so he's got a lot of sources. that will trade to him, and they won't with anybody else. So he's got some gold coins and silver as well. But I mean, how long can they cover that up? That what the paper says isn't the reality of the physical availability.
Well, they're not covering it up because the public is finding out. And I talk to people who don't know anything about anything, and like, you know, the things that we know. And they're saying, people are starting to buy gold and silver coins because things are going to get very difficult. And so that has lent to the offtake of physical gold and silver.
So what are you hearing on things being sold out? I mean, I see it in the news that most places...
It is real. It is real. In Germany, there's been a memo sent to all the banks, just stop selling gold and silver. Period. But in most parts of the world, there's very little product available. And you just mentioned that, but Ted, you know, because of his long years of contacts, is able to get some things to do business with. But you know, I know personally of people who have tried to buy 50 or 100 ounces of gold in the form of coins, and I know one in particular just tried to buy 100 and get 57, and it took him a month.
Absolutely, and it's accelerating. TheInternationalForecaster.com, we'll get a free copy of it twice a week in the e-format, twice a month in the paper format. Bob Chapman, give out the toll-free number for folks that want to get a free copy of the newsletter.
Ah, caught me with my down.
I sprung it on you. I know it's actually through minus resources, that particular number. The International.
Here we go, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Bob, thanks for talking to us. We'll see you next week.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care. If there is a next week, I'm sure there will be financially, but God knows. I wanted to bring in the last minute and a half Ted Anderson up. Ted, you've still got gold and silver. Tell us the coins you have. And by the way, they're at an incredible deal. Not only does he have them, he has them for less than you'll find them anywhere. Try. Ted, tell them the price you've got.
Yeah, sure. Right now, actually, I had somebody call me just earlier trying to figure out what to buy, and we're talking $194 for the French franc, and we also have the British sovereign gold right now at $239. The plunge protection team is in there today pushing the stock market up from 700 points down this morning, and they're pushing gold down, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, wow, I'm going to take on another position, and it's almost to the point, it's got to drop about another $20, and I'll be able to get locked in at the same price I did last Friday, but I don't think I'm going to get it, but I'm going to take another position on, because they're going to be tripping over themselves trying to close down the markets, the world markets, on Monday and change the rules on how things trade. I mean, what a joke. I can tell
you. The point is, you've got gold. You've got it at a great price. Give folks the number.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Folks, take advantage of these dips. I can tell you right now, you're not going to go wrong. I mean, there's too many things going on out there. Everything points toward gold ownership and silver ownership. You can catch me at 1-800.
You can't even get it, and they're manipulating it down.
Yeah, I know.
And the mints can't even buy it because it's a fake price.
Yeah, it's a
fake price.
Folks,
we've got it, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be at Minus Resources in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the Genesis Network is based, till midnight every night, so call them anytime until Sunday. Retransmission with all the huge guests, Alan Watt, and a lot more in the audio rebroadcast on the web at InfoWars.com only right now. God bless you all. See you back Sunday live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.